history is made on the football field, and the state's longest football win streak comes to a halt. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. For the first time in MHSAA history, an all-female officiating crew worked a varsity football game. It was a game on September 21st between Waterford Kettering and Detroit Lincoln King. On the crew were referee Nicole Randolph, who is also a Big Ten football official, headline judge Karen Jackson, a GLIAC football official, line judge Delonda Little, who is also an accomplished basketball official, umpire Randy Henry, and back judge Kamaria Douglas. Henry and Douglas are also college basketball refs. The five made history and hopefully inspired others to get involved in high school athletics by becoming a registered official. Waterford Kettering won the game 35-0. Speaking of officials, the first week of October has been designated Fall Sports Officials Appreciation Week by the National Federation of State High School Associations. If you know someone who is an official, please thank them, because without officials, games are just practices. The hundreds of high school games each week in the state of Michigan couldn't happen without them. If you would like to register to be an official or would like more information on officiating, please go to MHSAA.com and click Officials. It's time for Game Balls when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the last week. First, Escanaba's Andrea Serma. The Italian exchange student delivered the final 2 points in a 31-29 third set win over Gladstone in volleyball, giving the Eskimos a straight set victory. Midland Dow tennis coach Terry Schwarzkopf, in his 100th Saginaw Valley match as coach, Dow beat Saginaw Heritage 8-0. That makes Schwarzkopf an unbelievable 99-1 in league meets as coach for the Chargers. And a Whitmore Lake junior running back, Donovan Fox. He ran for a school record 336 yards and 6 touchdowns in a 54-31 win over Lutheran Westland.
For high school seniors, the matchup of the year isn't on the field. It's actually online. That's right. When you fill out the FAFSA, you know, the free application for federal student aid, you could also be eligible for thousands of dollars in additional money from the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Yep, nearly 80% of students who fill out the FAFSA may be eligible. Now that's a matchup we can all root for. Get started today at michigan.gov/achievement. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. It's a game changer.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Director of Officiating Services, Sam Davis.
We talk a lot about the need for registered officials, but how do you sign up? What does it take to become a referee, umpire, or judge? The steps are simple. Go to MHSAA.com to the Officials tab and identify the sport or sports you're interested in. Complete the MHSAA Principles of Officiating and the Officials Guidebook exams. The Official Guidebook covers basic elements and procedures for becoming a sports official. The first step of the process covers playing rules, ejection protocols, game assignments, and payment of game fees. Once you pass the exams, it's time to connect with a locally approved officials association. The local associations are the ones that provide the training, whether it's on the court, on the fields, on the mats, or video training, to get that person completely immersed in the rules, mechanics, and coverages of what it takes to become a good official.
Thanks, Sam. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, go to the MHSAA website now to register. The last time Powers North Central lost a game in eight-player football, John Johnson was still doing these segments. In fact, the Jets last lost a game 13 months before I started with the MHSAA, way back on November 8th, 2019. That was a 22-14 regional loss to Pickford. Since then, 3 straight state titles, 41 straight wins, until last Friday. The 41-game winning streak came to an end at the hands of Lake Linden Hubble. Danny Marcotte found Sammy Roberts for a 45-yard score with a minute and a half to go, giving the Lakes a stunning 28-25 victory. The win moves Lake Linden Hubble to 3-2 this season and drops to the Jets to 4-1. Marcotte threw for 2 touchdowns and ran for another in the victory. Lake Linden Hubble will go for 3 in a row when they take on Forest Park in Week 6. Powers North Central will look to restart their winning streak this week versus Stevenson. The new active longest win streak in the state belongs to Belleville, who's won 30 in a row. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.